book of Revelations for yourself.
Welcome to Streams in the Desert Live, an interactive prophetic talk show with pastor, evangelist, and prophetic teacher, Dana Bohansky, senior pastor of Streams in the Desert Ministries and House Church, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy and give you, the listener, an opportunity to call in to ask questions and share information regarding the signs of the times. This ministry is dedicated to the preaching and teaching of the unadulterated word of the one and only true and living God under the power and anointing of God's Holy Ghost. Streams in the Desert Live is an expansion of Streams in the Desert Ministries. Now, here's your host, Pastor Dana.
I don't want to be here.
Shalom and blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Pastor Dana, and I once again would like to thank you for joining me today, January 5th, 2022. For the Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast, coming to you from the beautiful Streams in the Desert Live home studio via StarWorldWideNetworks.com, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Today's topic title is 666, 1984, and 2022. But before we get started, let us pray. Father God, humbly we come before your throne and bow down spiritually speaking here at the beginning of this new year. Lord God, we are excited about whatever it is that you have planned to take us forward through this time and the soon return of your one and only begotten Son, who is none other than the Lord and only Savior of mankind, and whose name is Jesus Christ, my Lord, Savior, and soon coming King and Messiah, and my master too. Lord Jesus, thank you for that gift that you gave us upon the cross. And Holy Spirit, have your way in this day. And we just ask it all in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, folks, greetings to you all once again from wherever you are in the world as you join me, your host, Pastor Dana, today for another compelling episode of Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast. As we open up the first show here in this year called 2022, and as we celebrate 28 years of ministering, my friends, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the nations of this present world, and 15 years of the Streams in the Desert Live broadcast going out over the digital airwaves, as well as the continued success of the streamsaz.org website, I am once again compelled to remind you of the God-breathed mandate for the year of 2022, which is that the year 2022 is the year of the beginning of chaos. With that said, my friends, let us jump right into our first piece of the day, which is brought to you by Mr. Michael Snyder, author and editor of endoftheamericandream.com. This piece is dated December 26th, 2021, and is titled, "They Are Working Relentlessly to Transform Our Society into a Dystopian Big Brother Hellhole." Mr. Snyder begins this piece by stating that the past 2 years have fundamentally transformed just about every nation on the entire planet, and there will be no going back if the elite have their way. He continues by further stating that, "For more than a decade, I have been warning about the rapid growth of the Big Brother control grid all around us. But in 2020 and 2021, things have gone to an entirely new level, he says. The pandemic has given them the perfect excuse to impose lockdowns, mask requirements, vaccine passports, and mandatory injections all over the globe. They have used fear of the virus to get the vast majority of the world population to accept measures that they never would have accepted during normal times. As a result, says Mr. Snyder, now they can monitor us, track us, and control us like never before. In many areas, he says, it has already gotten to a point where you can't even live a normal life without a vaccine passport or some other proof that you are up to date on your injections. In New York City, people have been getting arrested just for ordering food without showing proof of vaccination. As a result of such authoritarian measures, the vaccination rate in the city is up about 85%. But that still isn't good enough for those in charge. So now they are going to be sending vaccination teams around to encourage those that have not been vaccinated to get their shots. Oh, and If you give in, my friends, they will hand you $100 for being a good little servant of the system. Mr. Snyder continues by stating that, sadly, it sounds like door-to-door vaccination teams will soon be coming to the UK as well. Door-to-door teams aimed with are armed, shall we say, with COVID jabs will be sent to the homes of unvaccinated Britons in plans being considered by ministers to reach the estimated 5 million people who are smart, I mean yet to be inoculated. Discussions between the Department of Health, or NHS, England, and number 10 are over the past week have looked at a nationwide drive to send vaccine teams to an area with low uptake rates as a crucial way to avoid lockdowns and other restrictions. At this point, Mr. Snyder chimes in by saying, but at least the injections have not become mandatory in the United States and the UK just yet. The reason he says yet, my friends, is because the day after tomorrow, which also reminds me of a movie, Friday, January 7th, 2022, SCOTUS, or the United States Supreme Court, will be hearing the argument and concern as far as vax mandates here in the United States in regards to companies with 100 plus employees and all healthcare certified Medicare and Medicaid or CME or CMS facilities. Mr. Snyder continues his piece by sharing, however, an increasing number of nations are starting to move in that direction. Ecuador just mandated the injections for everyone that is at least 5 years old. It appears that Germany could make them mandatory early next year, which in reality, my friends, translates into this year, 2022. And Austria, he says, is actually hiring people to hunt down vaccine refusers. Mr. Snyder goes on to say, yes, our world really is becoming one huge science fiction movie. In Canada, the government was actually secretly tracking 33 million phones in order to gauge the public's responsiveness during lockdown measures. Canada, which has a population of 38 million, has admitted to secretly tracking 33 million phones during the COVID-19 lockdown, according to the National Post, citing BlackRock's reporter, which first noted the disclosure. The country's public health agency, or PHAC, did so to assess the public's responsiveness during lockdown measures, according to the report. At this point, Mr. Schneider interjects, Canada has gone completely and totally nuts during this pandemic, just before going on to say, but the Canadians still have a long way to go in order to top the insanity in New Zealand. He shares that not too long ago, an anti-euthanasia group asked the Ministry of Health if a patient that is in the hospital with COVID is eligible for euthanasia. In November, anti-euthanasia group hashtag DefendNZ asked the New Zealand Ministry of Health, or MOH, questions about the practice of the nation's End of Life Choice Act, or EOLC Act. One of these questions was, could a patient who is severely hospitalized with COVID-19 potentially be eligible for assisted suicide or euthanasia under the Act? If a health practitioner viewed their prognosis as less than 6 months, check out the response, my friends. The response that the group got back was extremely alarming, says Mr. Schneider, who then shares doctors receive a government fee of $1,000 plus expenses for each person they kill through euthanasia. The MOH confirmed that such patients with COVID could be killed by lethal injection under the new euthanasia law. This includes patients who are considered to be dying from COVID or those who have extreme suffering from its effects. The MOH stated a terminal illness is most often a prolonged disease where treatment is not effective. Mr. Schneider then says, if you live in New Zealand and you get COVID, you will want to be very careful to clarify what someone means if they ask you if you want to go to sleep. Mr. Schneider continues his piece by stating, of course, all of the rules, regulations, and mandates that have been imposed upon us are not for the elite. They appear to be operating under their own special set of rules, and this should make us all very sick. He continues by sharing, I really like how Emerald Robinson made this point in her most recent article. Meanwhile, my colleagues in the corporate media spent their time in 2021 telling you that you could fly on a packed airplane, but that your church was closed, that you couldn't walk into your favorite local restaurant, but Target and Walmart were always open for you, that your schools were shut down, but left-wing political rallies were safe to attend. They treated CDC guidelines as law. They repeated with a straight face that your civil rights were basically suspended indefinitely unless you were a member of Congress or Bill Gates. The overwhelming majority of my so-called colleagues in journalism spent the entire year celebrating this state of affairs. The stench of their treachery to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights will never be washed away. To that, Mr. Snyder echoes, our freedoms and liberties are being systematically destroyed all around us. He says, but many Americans don't seem to care. Instead, they just continue to allow fear of the virus to push them into doing very irrational things. For instance, he says, a riot almost erupted in Brooklyn on Friday when officials started to hand out free at-home COVID-19 tests. Cops had to step in Friday as a crowd mobbed a Brooklyn corner where the city was giving away free at-home COVID-19 tests. Tempers flared at the larger-than-expected crowd as they descended on the Flatbush and Church Avenues. On one of the five spots, he says, in the Big Apple, where the city health officials were doing out, were doling out, he says, tests amidst a surge in demand over the holiday and lack of supply. At this point, Mr. Snyder reminds us that people were so desperate to get those tests that the police had to be called, he says. He says, it reminds me of a scene that we would see on Black Friday in the pre-pandemic days, but in this case, people were ready to fight to get their hands on free COVID tests. He then asks, have we really sunk this low? Just before going on to say, I was really hoping that the pandemic was starting to subside. But now this new Omicron, or moronic as I like to call it, variant, has caused a tremendous wave of fear. And politicians will inevitably respond to all of this fear by imposing even more authoritarian measures. As Mr. Snyder moves to wrap up his piece, he shares, I have been shocked by how easy it has been for much of the global population to accept the authoritarian measures that have been imposed so far. If they are not willing to stand up to tyranny now, what will happen when much greater tyranny comes along later? Mr. Snyder ends his piece by reminding all that these are such dark times, and I believe that they will get even darker in 2022. The fiery grip of tyranny is getting a little tighter with each passing day. But much of the population of our planet does not seem to think that this is a problem. Now, my friends, with that said, let us take a look into another very insightful piece penned, so to speak, by the hand of Mr. Michael Snyder, dated yesterday, January 4th, 2022, but written for today, January 5th, 2022, titled, So Now It Has Been 666 Days Since a Pandemic Was Officially Declared. Mr. Snyder opens this piece by stating, isn't it funny how certain numbers just seem to come up over and over again? On March 11th, 2020, the World Health Organization, boy, I'm tripping over my tongue today, my friends. On March 11th, 2020, the World Health Organization officially declared the COVID-19 outbreak was a global pandemic. According to timeanddate.com, moving forward 666 days brings us to January 5th, 2022. Mr. Snyder continues sharing by stating, over the last 666 days, 666 or 666 days, we have seen an extremely alarming rise of authoritarianism all over the globe, and all of our lives have been changed permanently and dramatically. So I think that it is quite appropriate, he says, that we commemorate the 666th day of this pandemic, because governments all around the world have certainly been behaving in ways that are unspeakably evil. Mr. Snyder continues by stating, and I find it quite interesting that one day after January 5th is the one-year anniversary of the dramatic events that played out in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, 2021. He then asks, how do you think Ray Epps will be celebrating that anniversary? For anyone here today, my friends, who does not know who Ray Epps is, he is an ex-Marine who is the owner of the Rocking R Ranch and wedding venue in Queen Creek, Arizona, and is accused of being an FBI plant sent to help incite the January 6th Capitol riot. Moving ahead concerning this subject, Mr. Snyder says, of course, that is a topic for another article. In this piece, I want to take a look at the current state of the COVID pandemic. As he continues, he says, after everything that Dr. Television and his minions has done over the past 2 years, the COVID pandemic is worse than ever. In fact, it is being reported that America has set a 7-day average record for COVID cases every day over the last week. The U.S. has set a 7-day average record for COVID cases every day over the last week, according to an analysis of NBC News's case numbers and Department of Health and Human Services hospitalization data. In that time, 33 states, Washington, D.C., and 2 territories have set records for cases, hospitalizations, or both. At this point, Mr. Snyder says, interestingly, the Omicron or moronic variant is hitting blue states with very high vaccination rates particularly hard. Here are just a couple of examples, he says. New Jersey set a case record every day in that period, with the average count ballooning from 15,000 cases a day to more than 27,000, while New York average number of cases set 6 records, from 37,000 to a peak of more than 71,000 average cases per day. Mr. Snyder then shares, but instead of letting recent data change his message, Joe Biden continues to stick with his original narrative. Quote, you can still get COVID, but it's highly unlikely that you'll become seriously ill. Biden said, if you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected. Be concerned about the Omicron or moronic variant, but don't be alarmed. And if you're unvaccinated, time to listen up, my friends, if you're like me, you have some reasons to be alarmed. You'll experience severe illness in many cases. Unfortunately, says Mr. Snyder, for Biden, more Americans than ever have lost faith in his leadership. In fact, the percentage of Americans that disapprove of his job performance just hit another all-time new high. 56% of voters now say that they disapprove of Joe Biden and doing disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing. The worst such reading of his presidency as he approaches the end of his first year in office. According to new CNBC Change Research poll, prior polls in the series showed Biden's disapproval rating at 54% in early September and 49% in April. Mr. Snyder then says, I think that it would be, he says, I think that it would actually do Biden a lot of good if he would be willing to admit that he has made major mistakes during this pandemic. The American people respond to leaders that are humble enough to admit when they have been wrong. But Biden isn't going to do that. And the mainstream media is going to continue to keep spinning stories so that they appear to back up Biden's narrative. Here is just one example. People might mistakenly think that COVID-19 vaccines will completely block infection, but the shots are mainly, did I mention the shots are mainly designed to prevent severe illness, says Louis Mansky, a virus researcher at the University of Minnesota. And to that, Mr. Snyder's reply is, oh, really? From the very beginning, they were mainly designed to prevent severe illness? Do they really think that people have such short memories? As he continues, Mr. Snyder points out that over in Europe, case numbers have also escalated dramatically in recent weeks, and this has caused a wave of tremendous fear. Many Europeans thought that if they just kept complying with everything that was demanded of them, that life would eventually go back to normal. Instead, says Mr. Snyder, life just continues to get even weirder. Just before going on to say, in Sweden, a new startup company is making a lot of headlines by embedding microchips that contain vaccine passport information directly into the arms of citizens. A Swedish startup tech company has invented a scannable microchip that is implanted in people's arms and can display your COVID-19 vaccination status. This digital implant is designed to be embedded into people's arms so that your vaccine passport pops up when scanned. Mr. Snyder then says, and so say I, my friends, that it is needless to say that many of us would never get chipped under any circumstance, but a lot of people over in Europe are willingly allowing this to be done to them. And the head of this new company in Sweden is warning that this new technology is going to move forward, quote, whether we like it or not. He says this technology exists and is used whether we like it or not. He says, I am happy that it is brought into the public conversation. New technologies must be broadly debated and understood. Smart implants are a powerful health technology. That is what we are building at Disruptive. Check out that name. And our goal is to transform healthcare on a global scale. To that, Mr. Snyder asks, doesn't he understand how this sort of technology could potentially be abused? I am sure that there are governments all over the globe that would love to chip all of their citizens if they thought that they could get away with it. Of course, says Mr. Snyder, they have already gotten away with so much over the last 666 days. Australia, New Zealand, Germany, Austria, Italy, and France used to be such lovely places to visit, he says, but now they have all been transformed into authoritarian hellholes. And the Biden administration would love to take us down the exact same road. Fortunately, says Mr. Snyder, as he moves to close his piece, there are quite a few red state governors that have been willing to stand up to Biden. But this political battle is far from over. Meanwhile, Dr. Television and his minions continue to spread fear on the airwaves. And all of that fear is slowly but steadily tearing our society apart. And on that riveting note, my friends, I will be right back after the break so that we may continue our trek through 666, 1984, and 2022.
Guns and war, and all of us got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. The children died, the days grew cold. A piece of bread could buy a bag of gold. And I wish we'd all been ready. And there's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. A man and wife asleep in bed. She hears a noise and turns her head. He's gone. I wish we'd all been ready. Two men walking up a hill. One disappears and one's left standing still. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. Oh yeah. Father spoke, the demons died. How could you have been so blind? There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. No, and there's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. I hope we'll all be
left. You've been left behind.
I hope we'll all be
left. You've been left behind.
I hope we'll all be
left. You've been left behind.
I hope we'll all be ready, my friends. That's why the Lord sent me here today, so that we can talk about it and so that the church and those who want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ can make their choice for him and to be watching, ready, waiting, and praying for his imminent return. Okay, now, my friends, we are just about to take a prophetic look at our new year. You know, the year 2022, the year of the beginning of chaos, as mandated by the Lord God, September 1st, 2021, of which I have spoken often to you about. In this segment, we will be looking at this situation from a biblical Hebrew point of view. Just before we take this very informative, and mind you, as I just stated, biblical walk, I would first like to remind you that I am not a Hebrew roots follower nor speaker. I am an end time Holy Ghost called and filled preacher, called by the one and only true and living God, creator of heaven, earth, Israel, as well as all mankind. Preaching under the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit, the gospel of his one and only begotten Son, who at the same time is the only, the one and only true and living Savior of the world, and whose name is Jesus Christ. With that said, let us now delve into this very interesting piece written by Pastor Enoch Lavender. What a beautiful name. Pastor of Enoch's End Time Ministry, dated December 22nd, 2021, titled A Hebrew Prophetic View on 2022, of which Pastor Lavender begins by stating, as we approach 2022, many are wondering what the year ahead may bring. While we can't read too much into numerology, the number 22 associated with this year is a very significant prophetic number carrying multiple layers of biblical meanings. 22, number of completion and fullness. Now, I didn't say number of spiritual completeness and fullness, my friends. I said number of completeness and fullness. Okay, so for everybody who's going to start yelling, oh, it's the number seven. Well, we're not talking about spiritual completeness. We're talking about completeness and fullness of all things. Okay, my friends, the Hebrew alphabet, he says, consists of 22 letters, from the first letter, Aleph, to the final letter, Tav. The Hebrew Bible features many acrostic passages, which is to say, my friends, a poem, a word puzzle, or other composition in which certain letters in each line form a word or words. You know, like in a crossword puzzle is what you gotta kind of lean to when you're thinking about what an acrostic passage is. Pastor Lavender says his use of this word concerns passages using all 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet in sequence, with each successive letter starting a new line. He continues by stating that from a Hebraic mindset, passages that use the entire Hebrew alphabet in this way speak of perfection, fullness, and completeness. Here are some examples of acrostic passages in the Bible. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31, the perfect woman. Psalms 112, the perfect man. Psalms 119, the perfection of God's law. Each letter is used to make up eight successive lines. 22, the number of, listen up, my friends, chaos and judgment. Here, Pastor Lavender points out that there is also a correlation between the number 22 and the themes of chaos and judgment in the Bible. For example, he says, three of Israel's wicked kings were linked to the number 22. Jeroboam ruled for 22 years in the northern kingdom of Israel. Ahab ruled for 22 years in the northern kingdom of Israel. King Amon began his reign at age 22 in the southern kingdom of Judah. Sadly, Pastor Lavender says, the wicked rulers of both Israel and Judah led the people away from the ways of God. God's resulting judgment on Jerusalem is graphically portrayed, he says, in the book of Lamentations. This book is written with four acrostic chapters, as it is describing the perfect and complete devastation of the city. A closer glance at these acrostic chapters, says Pastor Lavender, reveals a startling find. The sequence of the 22 letters in these chapters are partially jumbled. For Hebrew readers, he says, this jumbling of the letters would be painfully obvious, as it would be for us today if an author got their ABCs mixed up. Pastor Lavender then asks the question, is the jumbling of the letters just a clerical mistake or does it carry a deeper meaning? The rabbis affirm that this must have been a deliberate choice by the author to symbolize the jumbling of God's divine order caused by sin, leading to both chaos and judgment. Continuing on, Pastor Lavender points out that the destruction of Jerusalem featured in the book of Lamentations is further linked to the number 22 through the associated annual feast on the Jewish calendar. He says the two most prominent feast days are the 17th day of Tammuz and the 9th day of Av, which mark the breaching of the walls of Jerusalem, and the end of sacrifices in the temple, as well as the destruction of the temple itself by the Babylonians as well as the Romans on the very same day, some 600 years apart. Pastor Lavender points out that the 22 days between these two significant fast days are to this day an annual period of national mourning on the Jewish calendar. 22, number of hope and restoration. Here, Pastor Lavender continues by stating that the minor prophet Zechariah refers to the fasting days marking the destruction of Jerusalem and promises that they will ultimately turn to joy and gladness in Zechariah chapter 8, verse 19. Since the destruction of the temple by the Babylonians, Pastor Lavender says many other disasters have happened to the Jewish people on the very same days, intensifying this annual mourning period. He continues by pointing out that yet the prophet declares that a day is coming when Israel will be comforted, not only of the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, but also of all other calamities that have happened to them. And when this happens, he says, the 22 days of mourning will truly turn to joy. Continuing on, Pastor Lavender as well states that the number 22 being linked to joy and restoration is also found in the story of Joseph and his brothers. We all remember the story of Joseph's agonizing betrayal by his brothers, his years of slavery, his unjustified imprisonment, and how God raised him up to be second only to the Pharaoh. It took a long 22 years before Joseph's brothers finally stood before him and a teary-eyed Joseph could finally reveal his true identity and embrace his brothers. Moving ahead, Pastor Lavender states that many scholars see the story of Joseph as prophetic of Jesus' separation from his Jewish brothers. Like Joseph, Jesus has been thought of as dead by his people. And like Joseph, he has now a foreign name, Jesus, instead of Yahshua. As Joseph wore foreign clothes and spoke a foreign language, so Jesus has dressed in foreign rituals and religious traditions that conceal his true Jewish identity. Yet one day he will be restored to his long-lost brethren, and this restoration is linked to the end times and the number 22. Speaking of the end times, Pastor Lavender's next subtitle is 22, The End Time Hope, and is where he begins by stating the Jewish calendar, instituted by God himself in Leviticus chapter 23, features three autumn feasts. These fall feasts, which take place annually over the course of, you got it, 22 days, gives a panoramic prophetic preview of end time events. There again, my friends, please note that what follows is from a Jewish point of view. Feast of Trumpets will be a day of repentance at the sounding of the great trumpet, because the sounding of the great trumpet will be the time of the rapture for the Christians, my friends, and the day of Jacob's trouble will begin simultaneously as that trumpet goes off. The Day of Atonement, which is, there again, during the time of Jacob's trouble, will restoration with Israel crying out to God as a nation is what will take place during that time of Jacob's trouble, my friends. And the Feast of Tabernacles, which is rejoicing as God finally dwells among his people again, meaning the time of the millennial kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Lord Jesus Christ comes to set up at his second coming, my friends, after the rapture. At Jesus' second coming, he sets up the 1,000-year reign called the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, 1,000 years of peace. And this is when those Jewish people who have cried out in Israel and around the world to God as a nation and received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Messiah during the time of Jacob's trouble, they will rejoice when God finally dwells among his people again during the millennial kingdom time. Pastor Lavender here points out that this is, in this context, it seems like no accident that the Bible's most detailed book of end time prophecy, the book of Revelation, has 22 chapters. With that said, Pastor Lavender's final subtitle takes a look at the number 22 and how chaos, destruction, restoration, and hope will be realized when he begins by stating, we have seen in this article how the number 22 is biblically linked to both chaos and destruction, as well as to hope and restoration. It is tied to the end time sequence of events that ultimately point us to the promised restoration of Israel and the coming of the Messiah himself. Moving to close, Pastor Lavender continues by stating, while you and I may not yet be living in the final phases of the end time events, we have truly been through a few years of chaos and disorder caused by COVID. This challenging time has rocked many of our lives, whether it be financially, emotionally, physically, or spiritually, he says. It has also rocked the very foundations of our societies, and with great divisions, economic upheavals, and unrest in many nations. In the midst of this chaos, let us remember that our God is a God of restoration and order. The message of the number 22 shows us that God can and will turn sorrow and chaos into order and joy as we turn to Him. Let us take hope for the year ahead and believe God for better things to come in 2022. My friends, with the Lord God, there are always better things to come. With that said, the Lord has had me to pull this first scripture so as to remind you that He has not given us a spirit of fear, of which is in our show today was mentioned quite frequently. For in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, Paul tells us, by way of the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. My friends, the time to be ready, watching, waiting, and praying for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ for His bride, aka the saints, or there again, the ready, watching, waiting, and praying church, which are people and not buildings, that are filled up and ready to go up, the time to be watching, praying, and waiting is now. For the Lord Jesus Christ's return in the rapture is imminent, which means looming or forthcoming. But, my friends, you must have a personal relationship in good standing with the Lord Jesus Christ to be included in this event. And it is for that very reason that the Lord God has given us scriptures such as John 3:16 through 18, which states, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, who is He? He's Jesus Christ, should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him, who is He? He's Jesus Christ, might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but that very same word of God goes on to say, but he that believeth not what? Believeth not that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of mankind, is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. What is His name? His name is Jesus Christ. And John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, where Jesus speaking reminds us of His promise to us who are ready to meet Him in the air at His imminent return in the rapture, when He states, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I, Jesus said, go and prepare a place for you. And if I, Jesus said, go and prepare a place for you, I, Jesus said, will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way. The word way means method, my friends. So Jesus is saying, I am the way, or the method, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. With that said, let us at this point not forget Jesus' invitation to all that will come to him, which is found, surprisingly enough, in Revelation chapter 3, verses 20 through 22, and is where Jesus is speaking and states, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. That door is your heart, my friends. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door of your heart, my friends. Jesus said, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh, Jesus said, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, which means power, my friends. Even as I also overcame and I'm set down with my Father in his throne, or power, my friends. And verse 22 says, He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, with a capital S, meaning that it is the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart and your spirit right now. Let him that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, which are people and not buildings, my friends. Now, how do you get there? Well, I'm glad you asked, because the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 tells us, when he begins to speak by way of the power, working, and anointing of the one and only true and living God's Holy Spirit, and states, beginning in verse 9, that if thou or you shall confess with thy or your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine or your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou or you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, I like to say right living in Jesus Christ. And the word of God goes on to say, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, which means way of escape, my friends, through the precious and holy shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed upon the cross of Calvary for you and for me. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him, who is he? He's Jesus Christ, shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Who is he? He's Jesus Christ. For whosoever, the word of God says, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friends, the name of the Lord is Jesus Christ. Our time is very short, and it is time to surrender your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't wait another day. Don't wait another minute. I pray today that the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit will fall upon you to pull you, the heartstrings of your heart, to say, I am ready to surrender my life to you, the Lord Jesus. I know that I am a sinner in need of a Savior, and I know that you came to take my place upon the cross of Calvary, and I want the gift that you have provided for me, and that is to become your child, that I may have eternal life. And Holy Spirit, I pray that today you will continue to prick the hearts of your people that are yet to come into the kingdom, but are on their way. And I pray this all in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. My friends, it's been a wonderful day. Happy 2022. And it's a wrap. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom and blessings until we meet again.
I believe that we are living in the days John wrote about. The end times are upon us, and of that there is no doubt. Get your mind out of the world, take your Bible off the shelf, read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Join Streams in the Desert Live each Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Star Worldwide Networks, where your host, Pastor Dana, will examine the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Streams in the Desert Live thanks you for listening, for your phone calls, emails, and as always, your generous love offerings in support of this internet radio broadcast. You may also visit or email Streams in the Desert Ministries, home of Streams in the Desert Live, by way of the website or Facebook page, which can be easily found on the StarWorldwideNetworks.com Streams in the Desert landing page. Until next week, Streams in the Desert Live bids you all much love in Jesus, and that the peace of the Lord Jesus be unto you all now and always. And remember, if you're not serving Jesus now, what makes you think you'll be doing it later in heaven?